What should have been a routine flight in Cuba ended in tragedy. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Cuba emerges from mourning, a ministry is injecting spiritual encouragement and hope into the conversation. Plus, foster care requires fierce love. That's especially true for refugee children, and that's where the body of Christ comes in. More on that in just a moment. But we start today in Cuba, where the nation just finished observing 2 days of mourning for the 110 people killed in a tragic plane crash. Two of the three survivors have also passed away.
On Friday, May 18th, a plane taking off from Jose Marti Airport in Havana headed to eastern Cuba to the city of Holguín. It crash-landed upon takeoff.
That's Dan Warren with Transworld Radio, the director and host of a Cuban radio program called Redemption Lighthouse. The weekly program broadcasts testimonies, teaching, and music over the island nation. But when they heard about the crash, they quickly adjusted the programming to speak directly to this disaster. On the program, which played through the week, Cuban Christians shared their stories and testimonies, prayed and sang together, sharing a message of hope. And here's how you can respond.
Pray for those who have lost family members, not just within the church, but the 110 people that were lost. They were fathers, mothers, daughters. Pray for Cuba right now in this time of tragedy, in this time of mourning, really. And pray that the Cuban church would shine brightly for Christ, that it would shine with the hope of the gospel. People are looking for answers. People are asking the big questions, as we always do in times like this.
Next, earlier this month, an impoverished 17-year-old Christian Pakistani girl serving in domestic work was killed by her Muslim employers. The reason? Not cleaning properly. But her story isn't uncommon, and FMI's Pakistani partners are trying to address it. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
One of the things that I was so encouraged by on my most recent trip into Pakistan was, for lack of a better word, a creative solution to this dilemma of outreach to women and getting them out of these low-paying, abusive jobs in Muslim homes. And that was that Pastor Harris said, let's set up a sewing and literacy center as an outreach specifically to women.
Each six-month class enrolls 12 women.
They're being trained in sewing skills so that they can become seamstresses out of their own homes. So we've changed the work environment for them. They're in a safer place. It's a job that is in demand locally, so their income is better.
Plus, these women are learning to read, and the Bible is their textbook, which means they're also being fed spiritually. We'll connect you to the details and ways you can help in just a moment. And finally, more than half of refugees worldwide are kids. Many have been separated from their families, or the parents just can't provide. Bethany Christian Services, Ana Jose.
Bethany Christian Services has a program that we actually help refugees from all over the world. We have kiddos coming in from Central America. We have kids from Ethiopia, the Republic of the Congo. We have kiddos from Afghanistan in our program. And right now, we have a huge need for foster families to be able to open their home, their hearts, to give our kids an opportunity to be part of their family.
Millions of refugee kids need foster care. In fact, Bethany receives up to 60 referrals a week. Giving them a Christian home changes their lives.
A lot of them, for the first time, when they come to the United States, is when they know what it is to be in a home setting. That's when they know what it is to have a mother figure, a father figure, even a grandparent, sometimes even a sister or a brother in the home. It means the world to them.
Once kids' parents are found or back on their feet, Bethany works to reunite the family. You can be a foster family to refugee kids. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.